You've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is your man Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
A bowl of soul, and this is Professor T. Love coming to you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, here at 6 p.m. on Friday. And I had to give you some Detroit soul from the Velvets. A Bird in the Hand is Worth Two in the Bush. This song was released on November 22nd, 1965, and it was produced by Norman Whitfield, who produced The Temptations, and it was written by the third of Edward Holland, Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, Holland, Dozier, Holland, written by Eddie Holland, called A Bird in the Hand is Worth Two in the Bush. And you know, the Velvets are still singing together. They are one of three all original Motown groups from the late to the early to the late 60s, and one of the few girl groups still performing today with only original members. And one of the members of the Velvets, Betty Kelly, became also a member of Martha Reeves Vandellas. And the Velvets consisted of two cousins, two sisters, and a best friend. Cousins Bertha Barbie and Norma Barbie were born in Shannon, Mississippi, and raised in Flint, Michigan. Lead singer Carolyn Gill and her oldest sister, Mildred Gill, lived in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Betty Kelly was Carolyn's best friend. The Velvets had sung up until 1969, but they are a hit amongst Northern Soul fans all over the world. And this is Ebola Soul. And coming up next, going to give you a nursery rhyme, Sally Go Round the Roses by the J-Nets. And this is A Bowl of Soul. That was the J-Nets from the Bronx, New York. They were a girl group who were a one-hit wonder with Sally Go Round the Roses, which reached number 2 on the Hot Billboard 100 charts in 1963. And coming up next, going to give you some more Northern Soul, baby, from Mr. Mike Terry, who used to be a saxophonist for Motown, playing on all the great hits of Motown. And you know, he was very infamous for playing that big, deep baritone saxophone on this track called Shake Me, Break Me. Giving it to you here on A Bowl of Soul, Mr. Mike Terry, talking about Shake Me, Break Me. This is a sweet Northern Soul instrumental here on A Bowl of Soul.
Listen to a ball of love.
Yeah, giving you some of that northern soul from Detroit, from baritone saxophonist Mr. Mike Terry, talking about Shake Me, Wake Me. Giving you some more soul coming down the line from the legendary Mr. Bobby Marchand, talking about Is There Something on Your Mind? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
By the way you look at me, I truly do believe something is worrying your troubled mind. There is something on your mind. By the way you look at me, there is something on your mind, baby. By the way you look at me, someone that don't love you, and it carries a heavy burden on your heart to know that the someone they love is your very best friend. I tell you, when somebody else is rocking your cradle better than you can rock your cradle yourself, there's only one thing left in this world for you to do. Pack your clothes, turn around, walk slowly out the door. Look over your left shoulder, hang your head, and say, if you ever think about me, if I ever cross your mind, girl, girl, if you ever think about me, pretty baby, if I ever cross your mind, oh yeah, well you know I'm yours, I know you're mine. After you can't stand it no more, you go downtown to the pawn shop and get yourself a pistol. And then you make it back up on the scene where your loved one and your best friend are now together. You go right in and bust down the door and shoot him. You can't shoot her because you know if you shoot her, all of your love in your long lifetime will be gone forever. And just as you make it up in your mind to forgive her, here come another one of your best friends through the door. This really makes you blow your top. And you go right ahead and though it hurts you to your heart and shoot her. And realizing what you've done, you say, baby, please, forgive me. I'm sorry. And with her last dying breath, she looks up at you and say, do, 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 do. Whoa.
isn't that depressing? That is really sad. He shoots the lover, and then he shoots her, and she's going do 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 do. That is from the legendary Mr. Bobby Martian, born Oscar James Gibson on April 30th, 1930 in Youngstown, Ohio, and he died December 5th, 1999, and he was a well-respected American rhythm and blues band leader, MC, singer-performer, recording artist, and he was also a female impersonator. In 1960, he had a number one hit with this song, There's Something on Your Mind, which was a cover song performed by Big J. McNeely. And Bobby Martian recorded for a handful of small soul labels such as Fire Records, Volt, Dial, Cameo, and Gamble, as well as Ace Records. And this is A Bowl of Soul, just giving you some blues from Mr. Bobby Martian. And now we're going to give up the funk. We're going to give up food for the funk by the mighty JB's. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Give it up, food for funk.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Give it up, food for funk. Give it up, food for funk. Give it up, food for funk.
Giving up food for the funk, baby, with the legendary JB's featuring Fred Wesley. And you know, the JB's was the name of James Brown Band from 1970 through the early 1980s. And a member of the JB's was the infamous Mr. Bootsy Collins. And on records, the band was sometimes billed under alternate names such as the James Brown Soul Train, Maceo and the Max, AABB, The First Family and the Last Word, In addition to backing James Brown, the JBs played behind Bobby Bird, Lynn Collins, and other singers associated with the James Brown Review and performed and recorded as a self-contained group. The JBs' initial lineup included bassist William Bootsy Collins and his guitarist brother Phelps Catfish Collins, formerly of the obscure funk band The Pacemakers, Bobby Bird, John Jabo Starks on drums, and they were both, the Bobby Bird and John Starks, were holdovers from James Brown's 1960s band, and they had horn players such as Clayton Chicken Gunnels, Daryl Hassan Jameson, and Robert McCullough, and conga player Johnny Griggs. And this is Ebola Soul, and you can hear Ebola Soul mixed to soul music on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. You can also hear me on Own Your Power Radio on SoundCloud, that is hosted by Miss Simone Kelly, who has other programs that uplift you, give you hope, and help you to express who you are from the inside out. You can catch Ebola Soul by just going to www.soundcloud.com/ownyourpowerradio. You can also catch me on the infamous DJ Heavy radio network called Legend107Radio.com, where you can hear Ebola Soul on Sundays at 8 p.m. called Super Soul Sundays. And you can check out some of the other DJs on that network playing soul, R&B, neo soul, you got it, blues, smooth jazz, you got it. It's legend107radio.com. And also check out Ebola Soul on Live 365, giving you nonstop soul with limited commercial interruption, 365 days of the week, 365 days of the year, 7 days of the week, baby, nonstop, 24 hours a day. It's a bowl of soul. And I just want to give a shout out to all the people that have been listening to Bowl of Soul all over the world. And I'm really taken aback by that you're continuing to tune in and listen to a Bowl of Soul. And you can catch a Bowl of Soul on TuneIn.com as well as Stitcher Radio and CXRadios.com. And these are some other networks that a Bowl of Soul is on. And make sure you hit me up on Gmail at EbolaSoul@gmail.com, and like my Facebook page. It's Ebola Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And coming up next, we just lost recently a brother who was a phenomenal bassist. He was worked with Quincy Jones. He worked with Quincy Jones on his production of Michael Jackson's Off the Wall Thriller albums. We lost the legendary bassist, Mr. Lewis Johnson of the Brothers Johnson. And we're going to give it to you here on Ebola Soul, one of their hits that was a hip-hop classic, Ain't We Funkin' Now. And this is a bowl of soul.
Yeah, uh-huh.
celebrating the legendary Louis Johnson, who we lost, who was a founding member of the funk band The Brothers Johnson, and a very much in-demand bassist who appeared on Michael Jackson's Billie Jean and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. He passed away on Thursday, May 21st. He was 60 years old, and you know, he was known as Thunder Thumbs. This brother, he gets in the session, and he basically, nobody gave him charts or anything. He basically just filled in the parts. And, you know, the Brothers Johnson were a Los Angeles-based group featuring Louis and George Johnson. And they got their start backing up Quincy Jones before releasing their acclaimed debut album, Look Out for Number One, in 1976, where you heard that song, I'll Be Good to You. And over the next 5 years, the Brothers Johnson racked up 3 number one hits on the R&B charts. 1976, I'll Be Good to You. Their 1977 cover of Suge Otis' Strawberry Letter, 23. And the 1980 smash, We're Gonna Take It to the Top, We're Gonna Stomp. And their rendition of Strawberry Letter 23 was later featured prominently in Quentin Tarantino's Jackie Brown. The Brothers Johnson's 1980 album, Light Up the Night, featured This Had to Be, which was co-written by Michael Jackson, and featuring the King of Pop on background vocals, ascended to the top of the R&B album charts. We celebrate Mr. Louis Johnson. And rest in paradise, my brother. We celebrate you here on A Bowl of Soul. Now you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah!
Right on now.
Some funk, giving you the bop gun from Parliament Funkadelics. I wanted to keep that funk groove going, and you know, this is our segment where we do some new music here on the Bowl of Soul, coming from a legendary artist by the name of William Guest, who was the co-founder and original member of the Hall of Fame R&B group Gladys Knight and the Pips. And you know, William Guest was a member of Gladys Knight and the Pips, and he is no stranger to winning awards. And he was nominated for 6 Grammys, winning 2, Midnight Train to Georgia. Neither one of us wants to say goodbye. And you know, Gladys Knight and the Pips also received the Quincy Jones Award for Career Achievement. They were inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They received the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, and they were inducted also into the Grammy Hall of Fame and the Hit Parade Hall of Fame. And one thing I didn't know was that Mr. William Guest was a co-writer of the song I Don't Want to Do Wrong, which I thought was one of my favorite records that Gladys Knight and the Pips did. And, you know, he's achieved gold and platinum status as a member of Gladys Knight and the Pips. But Mr. Guest went on, and music and the entertainment business has always been a major part of his life. And he, along with Edward Patton, Alfred Birch, and Louis Wilson, they started their own entertainment company called Crew Entertainment. And the label produced several albums on Crew Records, blues artist and co-owner Louis Wilson, who was also at one time an artist that was signed to Columbia Records, Lou Wilson and Today's People, and VJ Records. But bringing you forward, Mr. William Guest has now done a new song, a new single here that we're premiering on A Bowl of Soul. Here to present you with Mr. William Guest with his single called Heart, Don't Change Your Mind. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
We said we'd try again, but try is not enough. Acting like strangers ain't a way of making love. It's never gonna work. It's time we stop pretending. Time to turn the page. All stories need an ending. It makes no sense to stay living my life in yesterday. I'm leaving, so I'm begging you, heart, don't change my mind. Heart, be strong this time and try. Let me tell a goodbye. It will only be than you, I know. Let me let her go.
Giving you new music from the legendary Mr. William Guest. Heart Don't Change Your Mind, which is a song written by Miss Diane Warren. And if you want to know more information about Mr. William Guest, you know, you can touch base with Mr. William Guest's management company, who is handling the release of this song, Crew Entertainment, which is his company, Crew Entertainment Incorporated, Angel Dub Music Entertainment Media Group, and you can contact them at 313-427-4735. New music here on A Bowl of Soul from Mr. William Guest. Heart, Don't Change Your Mind. And coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, some classic R&B from the late, great Mr. Michael Jackson, who we lost in June. And I remember, you know, when Michael Jackson had died, I was in Paris at the time. But, you know, still celebrating his legacy, still celebrating his body of work. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Butterflies by Mr. Michael Jackson. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Butterflies. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Walk away and pass me by. Don't acknowledge my smile when I try to say hello to you. Yeah. And all you got to do is not answer my call when I'm trying to get through. Keep me wondering why.
You tonight.
Yeah. Tonight, baby, you give me butterflies. Yeah, some classic soul for you from Mr. Michael Jackson, Butterflies. And, you know, if you happen to be in the New York City area, there's going to be a lot of R&B concerts going on June 3rd, Wednesday, in Prospect Park, Brooklyn. Will be a free concert given by Miss Chaka Khan. And, you know, tonight, you will be able to go to the Newark Symphony Hall to check out Eddie LaVert doing Baby Hold On To Me, inspired by the music of his son, Gerald LaVert. And on Sunday, May 31st, Chaka Khan will be performing at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center with special guest Stephanie Mills. And coming up next, and, you know, very important, this man, he made great inroads, blues guitarist, legendary, the late, great Mr. B.B. King, who we also lost in the month of May. And we're celebrating B.B. King on A Bowl of Soul. And we're going to play his legendary hit, The Thrill Is Gone. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
Although I'll still live on, but
you're here on A Bowl of Soul. We celebrate the legendary B.B. King, who passed away on May 14th, 2015. He will have a viewing of his body on, actually his viewing of his body is today, and was today actually. And he will be buried, his funeral will be on Saturday, May 30th, 2015, in his hometown of Indianola, Mississippi. We truly have a great legend, and we will miss B.B. King. And, you know, all we can do is just carry on his legacy of bringing good music to the people. And this is the end of A Bowl of Soul, and make sure you catch up with me next week on the Progressive Radio Network at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. If you're interested in buying hats, hoodies, and t-shirts, you can go to http://www.tinyurl.com/A Bowl of Soul. I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. And remember, June is Black Music Month, and we will have a series of shows dedicated to celebrating June being Black Music Month. And I just want to give a shout out to Miss Ultrice Lead of Lead Stories, giving you love, blessings, and healing. Love you, Ultrice. And this is Professor T. Love coming at you once again on A Bowl of Soul. So make sure you check us out next week on Friday at 6 p.m. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.